So when Ryzen and Rayleigh fading, the in-phase and quality-of-phase component are two Gaussian, jointly Gaussian random variables. If we draw a phasor diagram of the in-phase component on the horizontal axis and the quality-of-phase component on the vertical axis, then we see that the amplitude of the signal R of t follows a certain trajectory through this plane, and we can already draw a few conclusions from this. First of all, whenever this point gets very close to the origin, the signal will be in a deep fade. So that's when I and Q become very small simultaneously. And as it does so, we will see that the phase changes very rapidly and often just flips by about pi. So the intuitive conclusion is that deep fades coincide with large phase rotations. That is, if we want to use a PLL to lock on the phase of a received signal and we hope to be able to track the signal during deep fades, that may not work so very well, because particularly during these deep fades, the phase will change.